Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with State Senator Dawn Driscoll and State Representative Heather Hora about the work being done during the first legislative funnel.
So we caught up with you at the legislative briefing a few weeks ago, but would you mind taking us through what's been on your radar since then?
Oh, sure thing. This is Dawn, and this is a very exciting week up here at the Capitol. We are starting our very first funnel up here. So if I could just take a minute and talk about some of the bills that constituents have brought to myself in District 46 that I'm hoping that will make it through. Up first is Senate File 84. The Washington County Attorney, John Gesch, he brought this bill forward, and it did pass out of judiciary, so we're hoping to see this on the floor soon. But this is a bill for an act relating to sexual exploitation of a minor and providing penalties for that. He brought this to our attention because, you know, he just talked about how penalties are too light for child porn prosecution in the state. And we need to increase the penalties and get rid of all the deferment and victim restitution, the portion for the minors for federal law, you know, that needs to be addressed as well. Something else that I'm hoping to get through this funnel week is Senate File 177. It is a epilepsy and seizure disorder bill. We're asking the schools to have a seizure action plan. You know, this is across the state where seizures and epilepsy are becoming more frequent in schools, and they're just asking that one person in each building has taken the epilepsy and seizure prevention. And we've actually talked about this up at the Senate in all my 3 years up here. And I know that it's hard because, you know, having the schools do one more training, but this one is becoming more and more frequent in the schools. And so we're really hoping to get that across the line this year. A fun one that I'm hoping to get across the line is Senate File 179, and that is giving excused absences for the 4-H and FFA members. I actually have an amendment on it to expand it into other leadership clubs and organizations in the high school. We want to have the high school kids have the ability to go to these events and have them be excused absent, because so many of the times they're not excused. You know, if they're participating at the local level, they're excused, of course, if you compete in contests at the state and national level. But we want all the kids to be involved and know that what they're doing in FFA is so important. Another bill that I have that we're hoping to get out is Senate File 302, and it's a bill relating to the student chronic absentee in open enrollment schools. This session, when we did a district superintendent meeting, you know, several superintendents reached out and talked about students that were open enrolled that have chronic absentee. Their hands were kind of tied, and so we were hoping to get this across the line this session as well to give them a little bit more authority as far as that goes. And my last one that I want to talk about is Senate File 314, and this is a county supervisor's bill that came to me from a constituent as well. This bill is going to focus at counties with populations of 60,000 or more to be voted in by district. You know, the biggest disconnect that some of the counties have is not having that rural voice. And I think that's really important to have, especially when you're making county supervisor decisions, you know, to make sure that you have someone, you know, from the rural area. So lots of stuff happening up on the Senate side. I will let Heather talk about what's kind of going on in the House.
Well, Dawn's pretty much covered a lot of what's going on up here. We've stayed busy on the Education Committee. We've got a lot of bills coming out. And with this being final week, we will be here many late nights. But there's lots of good things that we're doing in education. We've got a bill that came through that allows student teachers to receive a stipend. We've got a bill that allows for someone with a bachelor's degree, but that has been in a business setting, technical-wise, that they could come back and get a teacher's license with a smaller amount of education requirements. and just ways that we can help alleviate some of the teacher shortage that we are feeling from all of our superintendents. This last Friday was a fantastic day we spent with Mr. Stone at Washington Community Schools, talking to him about, you know, what they need, what they want, what his vision is for Washington going forward. And we went out and met Tara Pickens at the Kerr Center, which was amazing what they're offering for, you know, area students and even adult students just to better their lives and be able to hit the ground running with employment, and just such eye-opening experience that both Dawn and I had for what they were offering out there and the quality of education that really helps our community. That's kind of what we're doing in education. Some of the bills that have come through that really kind of affect our area would be the Butchery Innovation Revitalization Program. That was started and has worked really well, but we passed a bill that it used to be less than 50 employees to be eligible to apply for the program, and this increases that eligibility cap to less than 75 full-time non-seasonal employees, and then it increases that cap for the grant. So other than that, I ran the IDOL bill in the House. And really, that is just a bunch of code cleanup, pretty much. Then we also have a taking of nuisance fur bearer bill that allows farmers to kill raccoons instead of calling the DNR ahead of time before you kill one. This allows them the ability to take care of that.
That was Dawn Driscoll and Heather Hora joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about Funnel Week. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.